Let us begin our reflection today with a question. What can make us happy? I have few answers. Maybe those are the ones who made me happy. For me, I love to know new places. When I travel, I like to know new places and to try different kind of food and cultural expressions. I am not afraid to try different foods, even though they may look ugly, but I may try. Something that made me happy is also to make new friends. I am a friendly oriented person. So when I am able to meet somebody and make new friends, made me happy. To be able to spend time with my family or the people that I love made me happy. To be able to help somebody in any sense, a good advice, or to listen to that person, or to console that person, or to comfort that person, that made me happy. And that is my vocation. Also to feel safe, healthy, and to love and to be loved. Perhaps you have different opinions and different ideas how to be happy. The invitation this third Sunday of Advent is very clear. In the readings of the Word of God, we are invited to rejoice in God. To rejoice in God. The prophet Isaiah, the psalm, to be happy at all times. St. Paul to the Thessalonians, it's very clear. Rejoice, rejoice always. But this joy and happiness should be based in the quality of our relationship with God and our neighbors. It is not based in what is offered by the commercial celebration of Christmas, that sometimes instead of happiness, give us some kind of emptiness. When you finish all the packing and all the stuff that we used to do, and then you had to pack it again and but we are invited to base our joy in the relationship of our relation with God and with others. We are called by St. Paul to pray often, to give thanks to God. That is very important. We are so blessed. And this time of the year is a time to show our gratitude to God and to others. To be open to the action of the Spirit in our life. Very important also for believers. To be open to the action of the Holy Spirit. And not only to be focused in how I had done the things ever. The Holy Spirit always brings something new to our life. And we must be open for that newness in our life. To discern before any action or decision. And to look always for what is good for us, our family, our community, and the world. That letter of Paul to the Thessalonians is just perfect. You can reflect on that during the week. Great advices for our Christian life. Pope Francis, in his exhortation that is called The Joy of the Gospel, invited us to live with joy our vocation, our call to be the disciples of Jesus. He reminded us that the world today needs joyful and happy witness of the gospel. We are called to be that joyful and happy witness of the gospel. And just to reinforce this first invitation, the gospel shows us John the Baptist as a witness of light, witness of the light. As John the Baptist was the witness of the light, we are also called to be witness of the light in our world today. Living in such a way that all the things that we say or do may be different, may be honest, may be right. Not because you think that you are right, no, but may be good, may help others to grow in their own experience of God and in their own faith and in their own values. Do we rejoice always? Are we always happy, jolly, and grateful? What is the reason of our happiness? What is the reason of our joy? Or by the contrary, what is the reason of our sadness, depression, or stress? Do we do always what is expected from us? Do we live in the light to be able to be witness of it in our family, community, and in the world? Loving and merciful Father, help us to discover the real fountain of life and joy, and give us the generosity and coherence to be your witness in our world today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.